Welcome to another episode of the Pastor's Inbox on the Man of God Network, brought to you by Covenant Baptist Theological Seminary. We're going to continue our conversations with planning or budgeting or thinking ahead by way of a budget. Two episodes ago, we talked about the value of planned giving. Our last conversation, which would have released a week ago as you're listening to this, was titled Examples of Budgeted Giving. And in this conversation, we're going to be talking about the value of having a budget or why it could be useful to have a church budget. So this conversation is titled Church Budgeting. And our first question for our brothers is this: why might it be wise to create a budget if a church doesn't have one? So how would you answer, brothers?
Well, most churches that I know of do have some kind of a budget, but I think it's important and can be very beneficial, and that in a number of ways. You know, for the church to have some kind of guideline for church expenditures, there is going to be church involvement on some level of how the monies are spent. But it's not like the church has to be involved with every expenditure. You know, this has already been agreed upon in the budget, so we don't have to get together every week to vote if we can buy another pencil for the church secretary or something, you know. And as such, I think a budget can also be a means for maintaining unity, to help avoid squabbling over money throughout the year. We've already covered this. This is in the budget. And the church is on board then with the spending and the direction. The church is informed, and therefore it's not going to be distracted by such things. And it seems to me that's in keeping with Acts chapter 6, the beginning of the office of deacon, when they've designated these guys to take care of the financial matters with those. Well, that way the church doesn't have to be distracted and bothered by it. Again, it can be a means for maintaining unity. It's also right to have goals in mind, you know, meeting needs, different projects and outreach that are going to require capital. Well, a budget shows what those goals are and then helps to keep on track with those goals. And then it would also be at least some means to measure progress. How are we doing with this? And further, a budget gives an objective standard, you know, not just going on our feelings of how we spend the church money or flying by the seat of our pants, but an objective standard there. And if it's asked, well, where's your biblical warrant for a church budget? Well, admittedly, we don't have chapter and verse for thou shalt have, but we do have Romans 12:17 about have regard for good things in the sight of all men, or even actually with regard to finances, with giving, 2 Corinthians 8:21, providing honorable things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. Well, a budget does that. This way, everybody knows where the money goes. It's all spent in an honorable way. So the budget provides both transparency and accountability. So there's no reason to question who's getting this money? Where's that money going? And therefore, in that sense, it should just further their confidence in the officers. Look, our guys are telling us what's going on here, but they don't have to have a meeting every week to do that. Here it is. It's there set forth in the budget. So why might it be wise? Well, I would throw that out, but I'm sure that much more can be said. So, Joe, I pass this to you, my brother.
Mm-hmm. Brother, even though, like you said, we don't have chapter and verse, the need for a budget is, I think, just good common sense, backed up by the Bible. I think of what our Lord said in Luke chapter 14, verse 28 through 30. Which one of you, when he wants to build a tower, I know he's talking about discipleship here, but he's giving an illustration that I think we can apply to the necessity and benefit of a church budget. If you're wanting to build a tower, which one of you does not first? Here's a good reason to have a budget. Sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to complete it. Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who observe it begin to ridicule him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Well, we don't want to be foolish builders. The Church of Jesus Christ is the most important building there is. And I'm talking about all of the expenses that go into the operation of the church. So we don't want to, the verse in Jeremiah 48 and 10, which says, cursed be the one who does the Lord's work negligently, that is with slackness or with laxity. We should take very seriously the funds that come to the church, because the church has to be good stewards of those finances which have been devoted to God and his work. So we don't want to do the work of the Lord negligently. It's just proven that things almost always go better when you have a plan. It's good for an individual or a family to have a financial plan. And certainly it is even more important and a good thing for the Lord's church to have one. I think it's almost inevitable that more money will be wasted and less good will be accomplished if we don't have some kind of a plan for what we're going to do with that money. So a budget, I would say, what are the benefits of it? Why would it be wise to create one? A budget strictly adhered to prevents waste. And the worst kind of waste there is wasting of that which God has given to us, our finances. A budget helps to hold the church accountable. A budget prevents the misuse of funds, or as you implied, Brother Lee, even the appearance of the misuse of funds. It helps us to regulate our spending and make sure that the church can obtain its objectives and not build halfway and then not have enough money to continue. So those are my thoughts on that. I think there's another question coming up.
Yes. So we've talked about the benefit of having a church budget. But let's say someone doesn't have a church budget, or they're in a church planning situation. They're thinking about thinking through this for the first time. What are the basic principles someone needs to know to create a budget? And what are some of the items that a church should budget for?
Well, I guess it goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway. First basic principle is dependence upon the Lord, seeking wisdom and guidance from him, as well as seeking grace for the officers and for the church as a whole to be good stewards. You know, budgeting and the use of money, it may be thought of as rather mundane, but the church is not merely a business. It's Christ's church, and we want to rightly use God's money, which is entrusted to the church. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I would say, by way of basic principles, first, keep spiritual perspectives. Act before the Lord in the whole matter of putting the budget together and the whole process of bringing it before the congregation and the like. And praying, not just as a formality, well, you know, we better do this because this, but really praying, mean it, Lord, please direct. I would say also, by way of a basic principle, is to have and keep biblical priorities in all thoughts about budgeting and the spending of the money. And without meaning to sound overly critical, in some circles, it's all about the church building. You know, saving up for a church, a bigger church, a better church, or renovations and repairs and the like. Well, I mean, upkeep is needed. That's true. But is that the most important matter? Or maybe it's money for this program or that program or buying a church van. And again, I'm not knocking these things, but the question I would have to ask is, what about the pastor's salary? Where does that fit in, mm-hmm. in the whole thought process about a budget? I think way back when, in a previous episode, I made reference to the quote that's been thrown out there, Lord, you keep him humble, we'll keep him poor. If the pastor's salary is not a priority, having men laboring in the word and the doctrine and being freed up from distractions, if that's not a priority, why not? Yeah. Is it that this ministry that the word preached is actually not so important, at least in the thinking of the people? And therefore, the pastor's remuneration, it should be a controlling priority in putting a budget together. Joe mentioned 1 Timothy 5 and other texts in a previous episode. The idea of a generous, even reasonable, as a church can be, in supporting their pastor. So he's not just squeaking by. Remember, it's the pastor's responsibility or qualification to be hospitable. Well, he needs the wherewithal for that. Let me just quote our confession real quick here in chapter 26 and paragraph 10. It says, it is incumbent on the churches to whom they minister not only to give them all due respect, but also to communicate to them all their good things according to their ability, so as they may have a comfortable supply without being themselves entangled in secular affairs, and may also be capable of exercising hospitality toward others. Well, obviously, the church's bills have to be paid, but care needs to be taken. This the idea of the pastor, a right remuneration, it needs to be a priority. I'm happy to say I'm not speaking of this of some guy who's having to hold a cardboard sign out there every week. The church has taken care of me very comfortably, very well. But I know that it can happen in some circles especially. So again, the basic principle is to have and keep biblical priorities. Now, in forming a budget, I think Ephesians 4:3 also speaks of what should be an aim, and that is to say, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, being mindful of the brethren. So those who are putting this budget together, they're very mindful of where people are, and therefore, even in the presenting of the budget, maybe some explanation is going to be necessary. Instructing people even before you come to any kind of congregational meeting, addressing the budget matters as to priorities and et cetera. As to items to include in a budget, well, I would say everything in which the church will spend money. Providing, as we've already said, for pastor or pastors, the building and all things connected with that, benevolence, very important, local outreach, missions, ministries. It's for putting a budget together, for those who have been doing that, I'm sure they've found, just as we have in our experience, one of the easiest things to do is look on the previous year's budget and what was proposed and what then was actually spent. And okay, can we make adjustments? Do we need to make adjustments here? And that's a helpful outline, increasing as is needed, in some cases decreasing. Well, we didn't have to spend quite as much on this item. In the future, maybe it'll be the same. So there are some rambling thoughts. Joe, I quickly pass it to you, my brother.
Well, what are the basic principles someone needs to know to create a budget? They need to be smarter than I am. They need to have more math skills than I have, and they need more patience than I have. And I'm thankful that in our church, we have elders and deacons who definitely have all of those better than I do, and I'm glad that we do so. The person needs to have a mind. If you're going to create a budget, you need a forward-looking mind, a mind that is shrewd at forecasting unseen events. I think of the verse in Proverbs that says, a prudent man. You need the grace of Christian prudence. And I'm thankful that we have that in some of our deacons, a man who foresees the evil and is able to hide himself, a man who understands that once we get in a new building, we just got in a new building this past year. And it's good that we've got men who see that the money we're going to spend is not just the money to get in the building and renovate the building. We're going to have to keep the heat on or the air conditioning. We're going to have to keep the lights on. We're going to have money set aside for upkeep, both inside the building and outside the building. And these are things sometimes that we may be prone to overlook. And so you need to be wise and prudent and exercise foresight if you're creating a budget. And above all, we need Christian integrity. We need that which will enable those who are creating the budget to make righteous decisions while avoiding any conflicts of interest. And as you said, Lee, I don't need to go over everything you said as far as what items should a church budget for. We should, as expertly as possible, calculate income, as you said, based upon what we had last year, against expenses based upon the expenses we had the previous year, so that we'll be prepared and assured of having enough to keep the church operational and missional as we continue to seek to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. So again, those things that you mentioned, I won't even mention them again, except that to say I'm in agreement with budgeting for all possible expenses related to your church operations. Brother.
In this conversation, we've been talking about the benefits of having a church budget, and we've been talking about some of the principles someone needs to know to create a budget and some things to budget for. We hope that this conversation on church budgeting has been useful to you. Listen to last week's episode for some examples of specific budgeted giving, and continue to listen to the Pastor's Inbox. The episode that we'll release 1 week from now will be about who approves a church budget. So if you have any questions related to budgeting or anything else we've been discussing, we would encourage you to submit your questions to pastorsinbox@cbtseminary.org. And until next time, we wish you grace and peace. God bless.